Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Migrant problem intensifies. The 3-year-old migrant Syrian boy whose dead body was found on a Turkish beach when his boat sank was identified Thursday as Aylan Kurdi. The heartbreaking photograph of Aylan, dressed in a red T-shirt and sneakers, lying face down in the surf, ran on front pages across the globe and on social media. They made the toddler an instant poster boy for the refugee crisis caused by the Syrian war. Hundreds of thousands of migrants from Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq are trying desperately since January to reach the European Union, hoping to escape war and poverty for safety and opportunity. Migrants trying to reach Western Europe refused to leave a railway train and head to a detention camp Thursday, then scuffled with Hungarian police trying to remove them. The police halted a crowded train heading for the Austrian border, ordering all refugees aboard to leave and go to a nearby migrants' reception center. A Guatemalan judge ordered former President Otto Perez Molina to remain in detention as the court considers whether to try him on corruption charges. Perez Molina resigned Thursday, hours after lawmakers stripped him of immunity from prosecution in a corruption scandal dubbed The Line, named for wiretapped telephone calls that appear to implicate the president. Former Congolese rebel leader Bosco Ntaganda denied being a killer and a war criminal Thursday as he spoke at his trial in The Hague. Ntaganda acknowledged being nicknamed the Terminator, but said, "That is not me." But ICC prosecutors say Ntaganda commanded a rebel group that 12 years ago killed, raped, and exploited people in Congo's Ituri province. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization again declared Liberia Ebola-free after 42 days without a laboratory-confirmed case of the deadly virus. Liberia now goes into a 90-day period of what the WHO called heightened surveillance as health officials watch for any recurrence of the virus. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei expressed support Thursday for a parliamentary vote in Iran on the recent international nuclear agreement. He said parliament should not be sidelined in the process and that he would not tell lawmakers whether to approve or reject the agreement. The U.S. Congress, meanwhile, is preparing to debate the issue and lodge its own vote by the middle of this month. The United States is offering to help relatives of American military and diplomatic personnel to leave Turkey, a cautionary move following the start of military operations there directed against the Islamic State terrorist group. U.S. officials say the move affects about 900 family members of personnel stationed at Incirlik Air Base, as well as relatives of U.S. consulate workers in the nearby city of Adana. The decision comes as Turkey takes a bigger role in the fight against Islamic State militants. U.S. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump signed a party pledge Thursday to support the eventual Republican presidential nominee and not to run as a third-party candidate. He signed the pledge at his Trump Tower building in New York during a meeting with party chairman Rance Priebus. In the first Republican debate last month, Donald Trump was the only contender on stage who refused to pledge to support the eventual nominee and the only one not to rule out a third-party bid. Mr. Trump now says he believes the party has treated him fairly. A U.S. federal judge in the central state of Kentucky Thursday ordered a county clerk to jail for contempt of court after she refused an order to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis defied a U.S. Supreme Court order to sign the marriage permits, saying it violates her religious beliefs. In the meantime, five of her six deputy clerks say they will carry out the judge's ruling or face jail time themselves. Only one deputy clerk, Davis's son, says he will refuse. The white man accused of murdering nine people at a historically black church in Charleston, South Carolina, will face the death penalty. 21-year-old Dylan Roof faces multiple charges, including nine counts of murder, three counts of attempted murder, along with a weapons charge for the June 17th shooting at Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church. Dylan Roof was also indicted separately on 33 federal hate crime charges. Some of those hate crime charges are eligible for the death penalty. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.